he went out that morning, we had a pump house. And the pump was in that building. It was a big old round pipe. Irrigation pump, you know. And there was two of them things in that pump house. And I guarantee he didn't fool with them.
That's probably a good idea. But you have heard people call them
pole cats.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any trouble with animals getting in, breaking in where your chickens were and killing them and eating them?
What, breaking in?
Any kind of animals getting after your chickens.
Yeah. One time we lived close to the woods and we had a hen to steal her nest off and had some big bunch of chickens in an old stump. And something caught her. You know, I imagine the eggs was just hatched. Caught her and left the biddies there. And we found some of them. We got to save some of them.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had two or three hens sitting on the nest and something come up, just cut the throat, you know, and suck the blood and leave them sitting there.
Where you reckon that was?
Some people said it was a mink. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call an animal like a mink or something like that a varmint?
Uh-huh. I've heard them call them a varmint.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, you can call them lots of things, I guess.
Sure. You were talking about that hen. If a hen was on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something, what would she be called? That would be just an old
chicken, call it.
Well, something maybe like call it a setting hen or
setting hen. That's right. Hen. Now that's what it should be, a setting hen.
Mm-hmm. Y'all did keep chickens, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
How many eggs could you expect to get every day from them?
Well, we didn't get none too many. Cause we never did get to feed them like we should feed them, but, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 maybe a day.
That's not bad.
We had plenty of eggs to eat.
That would be enough for a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever see these little animals with the bushy tails around here running around in the trees?
Plenty of them, man. They come down that tree and go across that plumb across that road there and go up them trees over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
You can just, and out on the front, you can just see them all up in the trees out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're squirrels.
Mm-hmm. You have different types.
Well, yeah, there's different types, but these are them big brown squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what I'm seeing out there is a bunch of young ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're small.
Have you ever heard people call them gray squirrels or red squirrels, fox squirrels, any of that?
Yeah.
Which ones? What do they call them?
Well, these I'm talking about is it was brown. I guess it would be a fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good sized squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have these little animals, they're not as big as a squirrel, and they stay on the ground mostly. Don't have that big bushy tail.
Mm-hmm.